Welcome to the Equity Team Podcast, where we provide Sedona, Arizona real estate insight to help you thrive during your next real estate transaction.
Right now, the number one question I'm constantly getting, especially from sellers, but buyers too, is, and I've already done a recording about this, but I'm going to do another one, and I'm going to try to be a lot more specific to what the concerns are that I've been hearing. So the question is, Chad, you know, what's going to happen, you know, with the results of this lawsuit? And there are a lot of predictions, and there's a lot of misinformation, and there's a lot of concern, and it's understandable. I mean, this is a big change. This is something that we haven't seen here yet in the United States. And that is, you know, a lot more oversight on commissions, and not just oversight, but it's less transparency is what it is, because the commissions cannot be communicated so openly between listing agent and buyer agent. So there's actually less transparency now on listings. We're no longer allowed on the selling side to just post right there out in the open what the commission to the buyer agent will be. And we can still offer it as sellers, or rather as listing agents. We can still offer commissions from seller to buyer agent. And that hasn't changed. The only thing that's truly changed is, can we state it? And the answer is no, we can't state it there. And I'm all for transparency. I always have been. I think that transparency would be better, but there are going to be repercussions of not being able to so easily show what those commissions are. Now, I think what a lot of people are both excited about and afraid of is, you know, are we going to see that sellers are no longer responsible for paying these buyer commissions? Let's start there with that simple question. Are sellers going to be required to still do buyer agent commissions? So to answer that question, we need to look at it honestly, okay, which is that it's always been the option to not pay the buyer agent commissions. It's always been the option to talk with the listing agent and come to an agreement on whatever that commission will be, whatever is felt to be fair for both parties. That's the way it's always been. So that's not changing. Again, the only thing is changing is, can it be stated on the listing, on the MLS? And the answer is no. It can only be stated on a personal agent website, but it cannot be stated on the MLS. It's really strange that that is the new requirement, but that is. It's the new requirement. So just as before, there are going to be conversations between listing agent and seller. This always has happened, and it will continue to happen. And this is not changing as a result of the lawsuit. So listing agent and seller will still continue to talk before listing, before signing paperwork. And then both those parties, because the listing agent is the one that's going to be spending most of the time, the energy, and the resources, meaning money and advertising and thoughtfulness and all these things to sell the property in a highly leveraged way, highly effective way. At least that's what we're supposed to be doing. So some agents don't do that, but that's supposed to be part of the job, is that we kick butt for you and we put your property not only on the MLS market, but we promote it, we market it. It's a high quality listing, great photos, you know, all these things, so that we're doing the job right. And we're selling that property effectively for you, getting as much as possible, the terms you want, meeting your goals, and on and on. So none of those things have changed. Now, one kind of quirky question I got from a seller, intelligent woman, you know, it's just, there's so much misinformation. It gets hard, it gets confusing. It's hard to know what's what. So she's on the selling side. And she said, well, Chad, shouldn't we wait until the summer to list this thing so that we're not having to pay the buyer agent commission? And, you know, so then I tried to explain, but it's hard. It's hard because we have these stigmas. We have these, you know, we get kind of stuck on things and then we think we know what's going on. So I tried to explain to her, and it was hard because she had already gotten so much misinformation up to that point. But I tried to explain to her that, you know, at any time, we can choose to not put buyer agent commissions on there or put buyer agent commissions on there, and that hasn't changed. It's just whether or not it can be stated on the MLS, which now it cannot. I mean, once the enforcement kicks in, and I said, but if they don't want to pay a buyer agent commission, we can definitely talk about that at any time, either now or later. But I would discourage that. And the reason why I discourage that is because a lot fewer buyers are going to come in to negotiations if they're paying an extra 3% or whatever the commission percentage is going to be for their buyer agent. And so sellers are going to kind of shoot themselves in the feet a little bit if they start doing that. And sure, you can sell properties without paying buyer agent commission, but you're going to sell, your total purchase price will be a lot lower than that 3% difference. So in order to not pay 3% to a buyer agent, you might take a 5 or 10% hit. So, I mean, you do the math. But that's the deal. So wanted to clarify a couple of those points. I hope that was helpful. I know it's very confusing. You know, you get changes like this. Doesn't help that a lot of other agents are not pursuing the truth on this and getting the right information to their clients. A lot of agents are confused. I have so many agents that are asking me because they don't understand it. Chad, what do you think? Are you worried about it? And I'm like, no, I'm not really worried about it. You know, we just continue to communicate well with our clients and serve them at the highest level and offer value, not just hip, hip, hoorah, I'm your cheerleader, but actually offer them value. And everything's going to work out great. You know, I mean, it's going to be a win-win for everyone. So it's the agents that don't offer the value and don't go above and beyond. They're going to be the ones that are going to be in trouble. And it's kind of going to be a little bit of a thinning of the herd with that. So I hope that helps. Reach out anytime. If you have follow-up questions, I'm happy to help. And investors, you kick butt out there. Keep it up.
Thanks for tuning in to the Equity Team Podcast. To speak with one of our top agents, visit us at owninaz.com. That's owninaz.com. Or call us at 928-323-0031.